Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle, the show where we dive deep into the world of fitness, health, business, relationships, and the art of living a balanced life. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Greg, and we're here to give you the benefit of our experiences in the fitness and bodybuilding industry, the corporate world, running a business, personal development, and building healthy relationships.
Whether you're sweating it out in the gym, hustling in your business, or seeking balance in your everyday life, you're in the right place.
So lace up those sneakers and grab that water bottle, and let's get ready to transform our minds, our bodies, and our lives. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fit Body Lifestyle and our Fusion Hack of the Day. And today we are very special. We are very honored to have IFBB Pro and two-time Olympian Miss Yurika Shikamoto. And Yurika is going to talk to us a little bit about being your authentic self on stage. Go ahead, Yurika.
Okay, so the thing I think about when I go on stage is that, like, when you present yourself in front of the judges, they will actually feel what you're feeling, even though you're not, like, talking or your posing is going to really, like, bring out what you're feeling. So just make sure you're confident, you're not, like, doubting yourself, because they can, you know, everybody can see that, even if you don't want it to be seen. So really enjoy the stage, be yourself, you know, have fun because you've worked so hard, like the whole prep, and, you know, this is your moment to shine, and this is the moment that you showcase everybody, like, how hard you worked, and, you know, the things that, you know, overcame, and you just want to be yourself and enjoy at that moment.
So I have one question for you. How do you practice that so that you know once you get there, you're going to be able to execute?
That was my question.
So, I mean, for posing, you do want to. It's a little, like, tedious work, but you just have to do repetitions on repetitions on repetitions. So, like, you want to make sure that you are practicing every single day, and every single hair flip or smile or anything that you do on stage should be, like, planned. You don't want to add on, like, new hair flips or, like, new movements on stage, like, on show day. So you have to practice every single movement and perfect it before you stand on stage. And then once it's perfected, you just have to go out there and enjoy.
So, yeah. So help me with that, because I'm mm-hmm. I'm hearing plan and prepare, mm-hmm. but then I'm hearing be authentic self. So yes. how do you merge those two?
Well, I mean, you don't want to. I know, like, when you try to perform something, you start to, you know, forget your form and, like, what you want to showcase. So in the beginning, you want to make sure you set yourself up for, like, to show the best angle of yourself, and, like, you want to show them, like, what you've worked really hard for. But then on top of that, you want to make sure you're enjoying. So, like, if you practice enough times that you make, like, you can be confident, then that's when you can bring, like, yourself and, like, enjoy the stage day.
So it's like, I'm sorry, it's like muscle memory then. So
you practice.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Get out of my head.
Sorry, we're in each other's head today.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. Is what I hear you saying is that you're practicing so much that mm-hmm. you've created that muscle memory, and you no yeah. longer have to think about the technicalities yes. of what you're doing. And at mm-hmm. that point, you could just have fun and let the personality right. come out. I love that mm-hmm. so much. And I see that in when you are practicing or you're posing videos when you're practicing, because you're mm-hmm. practicing it as if you're on stage. Yes. And not everyone does that. And I do, right. it makes a lot of sense that that allows you to relax and enjoy yourself.
Jamie knows my favorite thing is train as you fight, which is something I got from the military. And I think training in as close a conditions and the same mm-hmm. mindset that you would have on stage. And I've seen you do this, Yurika, so I know you do it. You are a prep coach, and you are also a posing coach, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So what do you tell an athlete who comes off a stage and, you know, they just were in their head and they were not in that moment, they were not being their authentic self, they were not doing what they practice? How do you coach them through that?
I know it's hard if it's like your first few shows, you know, not being used to the stage and being seen from so many different angles. I know that's really nerve-wracking, and I think no matter how many times you practice, I think some people have that like shakiness
and stage fright.
Yeah, stage fright, like, until you really get used to it. So I think you just have to put yourself out there. And like I tell these athletes to like just like put yourself out there, have people watch you like all the time. So like you're not really like afraid to go in front of people.
That's so, like, great advice.
That's good advice.
Yeah, because if it's their very first time to be in front of so many people, then that's nerve-wracking. That's a great idea.
Right.
Whether it's at the gym or getting friends and family come and watch. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think some of the like athletes that I do have problems like that, I actually tell them to like bring your friends or like, you know, and people watch like during our posing sessions. And then, you know, they'll get used to having like more eyes. Yeah.
I think great that's much better advice than imagining people without their clothes on, which always I always find kind of disturbing when it comes to public speaking. All right. That wraps us up for today's Fit Body Lifestyle Fusion Hack. Thank you, Eureka. That was very good advice. And for the rest of you, remember the three Bs. Be safe, be good to yourself, and be good to each other.
Thank you for tuning in to Fit Body Lifestyle. We hope today's episode has left you feeling motivated and equipped to tackle your fitness goals, business challenges, and the daily dance of life. Remember to value progress over perfection. Life's tough enough alone. Find the chosen family around you to help you along the way.
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Fit Body Fusion.